Welcome back, everyone, to the Hello, Hello World podcast with me, Candace. Yes, my friends, it's been such a long time, but I'm here and I'm happy. I'm happy to be recording for you today and putting out this episode. Please, as usual, make sure to follow me and like and share this with everyone who you think will want to listen. I will tag the show and my accounts below. Without further ado, and not to add any more to the ramble, here's the episode. Enjoy. Well, hello, everyone. I feel so intimidated and nervous to be doing this right now. I had a whole plan in my head of how I was going to begin this message, this long-winded, I'm sure, episode, but it all went out the window when I hit that record button. And recording isn't new to me, or isn't lost to me, if you will. I'm still recording on another show, but this show, this passion, has been on hold for a while, and hitting the record button on this show hit me different than I thought it would. So here we are. Thank you, everyone who's listening, who might listen in the future. Whenever you listen, thank you. And I legitimately wouldn't be recording this unless it was for you. So I think I'm going to do this in some, we'll see how it goes, but I think I'm going to do it in parts because I have so much to say. I have so many things written in my handy notebook, handy dandy notebook, for all you Blues Clues fans, for all you moms out there. Just to start, I want to say welcome back, but I want to say welcome back to myself as much as I want to say welcome back to you. And again, thank you. There's probably going to be a lot of thank yous out there, going out there on this episode. I, first of all, had a hard time logging into this app. It is, the app that I use is called Anchor, but it has now been switched to be called something else. And I didn't know that the transition was made, when I wasn't doing my recordings. So I tried to log on. I didn't have my password. I've gotten a new phone since. It was a mess. And everything just kind of told me, maybe don't do this. Maybe don't log in today. Maybe put it away and come back to it. And that's what I did. I put it away, put my stuff away. And then about an hour later, I came back to it because I felt the need to put it out today. And I persevered and I followed through and I logged on, and I'm hoping to be able to log on and continue to put things out for your listening pleasure. Maybe not as consistently as I was in the beginning of Hello, Hello World, but I think it's very important to get back out there because you, the community, have been so supportive. I can't imagine expressing how the amount of gratitude that I have toward everyone. And just when I see people and they ask me about the show or they're concerned as to where I've been with the show, what the future is, I'm constantly being asked, even though there's been a long pause. It's still on people's minds, and I appreciate that so much. It is also on my mind, but it is most definitely the community, you folks who have kept me going. You can't even imagine, if you don't know, if you're listening to this and you're not a huge part of the community, if you're not a small business, if you're not out there with us, if you will, you would never understand how the community comes together and supports each other. I've seen it time and time again, and I see it with myself, and I'm so appreciative of everyone who is even wants to listen to my voice. Last week I was out and this lady stopped me in a store, a small local business, and said, "Are you a podcaster? Are you from?" She didn't know the name of my show, and I almost forgot the name at this point, unfortunately. I said, "Yes, I am." And she, I didn't even really know, you know, what to say. It was overwhelming. And she just knew by my voice. So just the fact that my listens are still going up, there's still interest. One of the local businesses, one of the local influencers I've had on my show sent me a video of her boyfriend listening to my show. You know, just, I think that's probably what made me just say, do it. You know, these notes have been written. I've wanted to put this out for you guys, but that was, I think, the last straw for me yesterday was seeing that people are still listening, and then taking a look when I was finally able to log in at the analytics of my show. Overwhelming. So thank you, Christina, from Scenes from Dinner, for sending me that. I told myself, and it's written here a few times and highlighted in a pretty blue marker, that I wasn't going to name drop, but I need to a couple times. I need to give another thank you to another local business that we know and love, Charcuterie Miss Marlena. She is the reason why I believe Hello, Hello World, when I pivoted to showcasing not only community leaders that I love, and people of high influence to me in our community and surrounding areas, but then I pivoted to showcasing small business. And it was because of Marlena that I was able to do that. I probably wouldn't have thought of that topic on my own. Maybe I would have gotten there, but she certainly helped. She reached out to me and mentioned that she, you know, was into podcasts. This was 3 years ago now. I believe 3 years. Yeah. Holy cow. And she was interested in discussing, you know, on a podcast. And we were discussing what we would talk about and all the things. And then it was like, it hit me. Let's talk about your business and bring awareness to your business. Whether it's a small number of people that it reached or a large amount of people that it reached. And now, don't quote me, but I think her show listens are at like 400, which in my eyes is huge. It's incredible. And that's not even the highest listened show. So these are all factors of why I've decided to, you know, not wipe the slate clean on this platform. I think whether I make shows once in a while, whether I showcase a small business, whether I talk other topics, I don't know, but I think it's worth continuing on. So thank you, Marlena, for opening up my eyes and allowing me, you know, a good 60 plus shows and showcasing all these wonderful small businesses that we have in this beautiful community. And there's so many more to show, and there's so many more that you guys should go and explore, because the creativity in this city and surrounding areas is bar none like anything I've ever experienced. Maybe biased because I grew up here, but I've always been very community driven, whether that be a community I live in or I'm interested in, or I've been to, like, I hyper focus on community. It's just who I am. And that's who I will continue to be. And I will be that for you all. So this has been what's the word I'm looking for? It's been so, I'm just really happy that I pushed record. I did this. My heart stopped beating so fast, and my hands aren't shaking as much. But I'm going to have the community help me on this as far as being helpful in topics that you want to hear about. And I will go more into that when I get to that part of my notes. But yeah, it's just if with the help of you, and I'm going to utilize everyone who's so supportive and have you let me know exactly what it is that you want to hear. So I definitely want to take the time to concentrate on the topic of community a little bit more and support from the community. And like all things, there's good, bad, and ugly on everything. Starting with the great things, when the community needs to come together, we do. We do on so many levels, whether it's on an online platform, whether it's showing up for someone's grand opening, whether it's buying tickets to somebody's event that they're planning. There are so many things that the community shows up for. And statistically, as Ontario residents, specifically, we are not risk takers. So the fact that in this community, these risks are being taken and the community shows up to make sure that it's a success, I am so proud to be part of that. I am so proud to be out there in the community, showing up for people, friends, acquaintances, all the things, and people that I believe are passionate and people that I believe in. And all of you are doing such a good job of doing of showing up for these human beings. I just want to focus a little bit about my thoughts on Instagram specifically. These relationships that we all create with one another, whether it be, people local, even across the world. I don't know about all of you, but it doing this, putting yourself out there, showing face, using your voice allows you to open up and let people know what you think, and then in turn, they open up to you, because there's always going to be something you say if you're outspoken that other people are going to either relate or feel comfortable enough to reach out to you or what have you. But when you speak up, when you show up, people admire that, right? But on Instagram, it can be super superficial. It's really hard to navigate through these relationships and these online friendships. And I think I don't want to use the word guilty of it, because I have created some really awesome online friendships that have blossomed into human to human friendships. I've also created friendships on that platform that, of people who I thought were friends and then ended up, turns out they're not your friends. And, those are always the ones that, seem to bother you the most. But I think we have to always remember that, using the term friends is really a loose term. I think we need to remember that it's okay and normalize that it's okay to call people an acquaintance. When we kind of title something as somebody as a friend, and then it's harder when they kind of ditch you, or they kind of backstab you, because you've kind of created that superficial friendship, I think this is just how I've navigated through these times and this odd transition from having, friends that you see to having friends that you only talk to or type to. So, just my thoughts. As always, please let me know your thoughts if you ever have any. This could be a topic for a show, if anyone wants to talk about things like this. But I truly believe that everything that's hard, everything that you find difficult, and things that aren't successful are always the most, the things that are make you learn the most. You learn from your mistakes. They're the things that the hardest things are always the ones that are that much more sweet when, they prevail. That's the way I kind of live my life, and my mentality is like, okay, that might have been shitty, but something great's gonna happen in return. So that's kind of my thoughts on, let's just normalize people being friends and normalize people being acquaintances and being okay with not having to be friends with everyone. I'm very open with my kids about, you don't have to be friends with everyone, but you have to be nice to everyone. You have to be kind, and I like to pride myself on that, being kind. So always be honest, always be open, and people will respect you that much more. So yeah, the community events that have been going on, blowing my mind. Market season's coming up. I can't wait to see all the creative projects everybody's been putting out there and waiting to do. Getting back to market season for a lot of my local biz friends is huge. I was really, really bummed out that Local Fest didn't happen this year because I felt when Serena, shout out to Serena, 519 Culture, definitely have to name drop there. When we figured that we weren't going to do it again this year, it was tough because it was a winter market. It was not a lot, a whole lot of them are happening, but more and more things are popping up throughout these dreary months of no sunshine. But the summer months and the warmer months is when, everybody is excited to get out there and check out everyone's creative flow. Also, want to ask you guys too, what keeps you creative? I have a hard time with that. I go through very big ups and downs with that, and I'm curious. Again, another probably topic that we can maybe have a whole discussion on. Another topic I think would be fun, and let me know. DMs are always open, of course, is group chats. Because if you know, you know. If you know, you know. I'm part of an array of group chats. When I say an array, it's an array. Some dormant, some nocturnal, some active to the point where if I don't log on to my Instagram a couple times a day, specifically just to check a chat, then I'm lost. When I tell you lost, voice notes and pictures and 10 stories, okay, if you know, you know. So group chats would be a fun topic. I'm asked a lot what I'm up to if I see, and I do see a lot of you. I see a lot of the same of you out, and I see a lot of different people out, and I like to keep busy, is my answer to that. I was helping out my dear, beautiful, lovely friend Sonu from Bronze Pigeon, working her pop-up shop at the Tecumseh Mall during the Christmas holiday, which was lovely to see everyone who came in and supported once again. And as some of you may know, I am very active in the parent council at my children's school. Shout out to any parent council members who might be listening. Probably not, but gotta give a shout out. I've been the chair of that group for a few years now, and it's amazing. I'm in my element as far as being part of the community. I love to be able to be part of my children's education and have that opportunity to see, I wouldn't say behind the scenes, but be able to see how, how it is within the school. And it's lovely. I couldn't be more
happy that my children are at that school. The educators there are wonderful, and I'm just really proud to be doing that. It takes up a lot of my time. We're a very active council. We will be out in the community a lot this year. If you see us, say hello, of course. And another shout out, of course, to my girl Markeesh, and her and I are, you know, doing some great things, mostly her, but I like to work with her and learn from her, just like I like to learn from all my boss friends that I look up to and are not superficial relationships. And Marky's doing really wonderful things in the community, and I'm just so happy to be learning from her and doing big fun projects with her. Just keep your eye out there. And I want to talk a little bit about my other show that I'm on, called The Prudent Podcast, with my co-host Jacob. Wow. All of these blue highlighted areas that say don't name drop are getting just thrown out the window. Jacob from Prudent Podcast, he's the, well, we're both the brains. Maybe we each have one half of the brain, but he is the fundamentals of the show. He does all of the work, puts it out there, and helps me be open and gives me the confidence to have an open mind. I am very much a critical thinker, always have been, and have always really wanted to learn and question things. And to me, there's never one answer. It's a bunch of different answers, and I make up my own conclusion. And that's what this show is kind of my point of view, my thoughts. And it's a different side of me than you've seen on this platform here, but it's definitely me in authenticity. And I hope you check it out with an open mind. And there is absolutely no reason why the world as a whole can't coexist and us all think differently. We don't all have to think the same in order to be one. And I definitely have to share a super fun quote, because I think I did in my first episode when I talked all about myself. From a very well-known critical thinker and playwright, Mr. George Bernard Shaw. Those who can't change their minds can't change anything. So I kind of live by that. This got, of course, deep in true Candace fashion, but here we are. Another thing I did and have been up to, and this was on my bucket list, actually bucket list last year, scratched off, was I did some, and if anyone is offended by this, too damn bad, but I did nude modeling. That was so rewarding. I've always wanted to do it, and I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, because the friends that I've told always say, you know, were you channeling your inner Titanic scene? And actually, no, not really, but I just have always been really intrigued with someone who could stand in front of a group in pure form, pure fashion, your birthday suit, if you will, and be confident enough to do that, and be confident enough in the people that were drawing you and in that room, that weren't confident enough that they weren't looking at you as one would just immediately, taking their clothes off, think they were being judged, right? I mean, I don't know what the typical body looks like, but I'm pretty sure my body isn't that. But I've always loved who I am. We all have issues with self-confidence. I think we're our own worst critic. And when I spoke with the woman at the space that I did this at, she was very calming, in the sense that she knew exactly what to tell me in order for me to comply and want to continue to go forward with this. Because It's scary, right? But it was the most rewarding thing. And I've been asked back to do it many times. But I think I'm at a point where it was just like a one-time thing. And it was just really rewarding to check something off my bucket list. If you haven't done that, I encourage you, check something off your bucket list this year. It was amazing. I probably don't want to do it again. Not because I wasn't comfortable. I was very comfortable. Very, very comfortable. If anyone has any questions, reach out to me. I will give you all the information. Another small part of that story I want to share is that I was wondering, as I was standing there in these long poses, what these photo or what these drawings look like. Some people were using pencils. Some people were using chalk, pastel. One person was painting. It was a different artistic perspectives. One lady did my aura. I could tell she was doing my aura and putting colors around me. And she did red and blue, which is kind of freaky because I always thought red was a little bit daunting, but that's okay. And at the end of it, everyone just packed up and started leaving. And I was speaking to the lady, and this gentleman came over to me and handed me his art. And it was me in different poses, all over a page, and then one on the back of this paper, which was me completely laid out. And it was probably one of the most interesting yet most rewarding experiences, because I knew this man was an artist. I knew him. I recognized him immediately. I follow his work, and it was just very nice that he did that, because I wasn't going to ask anybody to see their art. It was their art. If they wanted to show me, they would. It wasn't part of the deal for me to see or to retain any of this. And he handed that to me, and it was absolutely incredible, and I will never forget that experience. So, you know, as maybe silly or as embarrassing as one of somebody listening might think that is, it's just, you know, getting yourself into that part of your life where you can cross something off your bucket list, or you can overcome maybe, you know, something that you didn't think you could, is pretty awesome. So I definitely encourage you to do that. Moving forward, as far as plans for the show, I think it's important to stay, for me to stay, you know, relevant to not only what's like what the community wants, what the ask is, but relevant also to my thoughts and what I want to put out there. So that being said, I have written and typed in my phone notes and little napkins and things that I want to possibly discuss or have as a topic on my show, whether that be me speaking on it solo, which is way more difficult, I think, than I had ever presumed. Like, anyone who has a solo show, it's got to be tough, because you're writing your own monologue, if you will, or you're just expressing all your thoughts, so it's vulnerable, right? A lot of the things that keep coming up are topics such as motherhood, very, very popular topic. That being whether it comes into my head that I want to talk about it, or I'm often come to conversations with folks that lead to motherhood, whether that be people who are mothers themselves, aren't mothers themselves, people who don't want to be mothers. My actual core group of friends contains of all of the above. So it's often that I'm in situations where motherhood conversations come up. Whether or not I sometimes will tell myself not when I go out, I will consciously say, you know, it's don't talk about your kids. Don't talk about your family. If you don't, like, if it's not necessary, you know, sometimes it's okay to place yourself in a situation where you're yourself and not a mom and a wife and that. So those are, without getting into too much detail, that is always a topic that comes back. Another topic that often gets brought up is religion and culture. And I say it gets brought up a lot, I mean, in conversations. I'm very observant. I'm also very involved in the conversation, but I'm also very, I hear what people are speaking of. And I hear that culturally and in our community, we are speaking of these things. So they could be hot topics, if you will, on a podcast. And another thing, I guess, I've said that a couple things are hard, but another thing that's tough to do is to come up with things that you think people will want to listen to. And with my platform, I was very local based. That's not to say that I haven't been heard in, I think, 6 countries, which is pretty cool, because, you know, I don't know, you know, somebody in Germany is listening to a show about a local business here. I find that, like, so intriguing. So I have the ability to speak on topics on this platform that could be universal, not just something that is wanting to be heard locally. But with that, again, I would need your help, and you as in whoever's interested in possibly having an open discussion, having a platform to speak on. Do I know who it will reach? No, but I am a firm believer that things reach people who they're supposed to, and if they don't immediately, that they eventually will. I really like to think that that happens. And it's not coincidental. I think it's meant to be heard by the ones that need to hear it. So if anyone would be interested, and I will try my hardest to, you know, be more present and utilize things like question boxes and polls and things of that sort to get the advice from whoever's interested. But I'm looking at having open discussions with human beings about real things. And I am open to discuss just about anything. You can ask me anything and I will probably tell you. And this is from a seasoned, experienced person. I say that with all humbleness. I've just experienced, seen, and been through. I've read a lot, I've seen a lot, and I would love to know what other people are willing to listen to and what other people want to talk about. So please let me know the topics that you want to hear. Those are a couple of things that come up a lot. Marriage. I was having a discussion the other day, and it was about people, and I know the person I was talking to is nodding their head right now, if they're listening, is separate bedrooms in a marriage, or separate space, separate entities of a home, right? Still being together, but being separate. So without going into a full detail, this is not an episode about these topics, but those are the types of things that have come up and that I would love to discuss and hear your opinion. I wouldn't call it a round table because, you know, that's been used a lot, but something of that sort, an open discussion. Another thing that throws a little wrench into podcasting is the amount of time that it takes to do, the amount of, and anyone who's creative and in their craft knows everything takes time. This is just a different way of taking time. And, you know, it's a literal passion project. What you get back from putting out a podcast, at least a small based podcast, what you get back is support from your community and your listeners. That's gratifying in its own. I love it. It makes me happy, but it's a lot of work putting out there and receiving, not as much as I wish I could in return, without sounding greedy. I love doing this. It's a lot of work from beginning to end. So that, as well as not knowing where to record, not having the space to be able to record in a group of people, which is why partially a lot of this that I do is not in person, partially because of COVID, and this was a way to be creative and talk to people through technology when we couldn't be face to face. But also, you know, I record in my bedroom. I don't know about, you know, having open discussions with friends in my bedroom. Would it be a super cool concept? You know, recording on the bed with a bunch of people? Yes, but I'm not at this time open to having people in my bedroom, but it would be a cool show plot. You're welcome, anybody who might want to do that. So those are two things that kind of aren't stopping me, but are kind of slowing me down from progressing and doing the things that I really want to do with this show. There are people who have offered their space to me, and I'm so happy to have those people around. The problem with spaces is that if it's open concept and, you know, you have too much noise around, it's hard to get a space where there's not going to be a lot of background noise. And it's a little bit important, not important to have a studio. I've never worked in a studio, so it can be done without. But when you have your listeners listening on headphones or listening maybe in a car, the background noise needs to be minimal in order for you guys, for them to really enjoy what's going on. So all of those things are a factor, but this doesn't mean that I will not push forward, because I think it's going to be really important for me to find a space where I can do that, because just as important as it is for me to speak openly and get these thoughts and advice and things out there to people, it's just as important for you guys, and you've shown me that. So there's going to be opportunity for you to be able to speak if you'd like, and keep an eye open, and I will keep you posted. I've always wanted to be part of a book club. I go up and down with reading, and one of those persons that always has a book going, but isn't always actively reading it. So right now, I started reading again. I have 3 books going, including the Bible, which is an ongoing thing for anyone who's tried to get through that. But I've always wanted to be part of a book club. I was part of 1 or 2. They didn't last long. It's a big commitment to read books. But now we have online and ebooks and things of that sort, which I've started to kind of be okay with, but nothing like a good tangible book in your hand. So if the show could be even that of sorts, you know, a round table mixed with a book club-ish vibe, that's kind of what I'm going for. And I have tons and tons of ideas. And the secret to your ideas is to not to give them out. And we all know this. So I'm giving you a little snippet of the things that I have on my mind, and I'm really hopeful and looking forward to hearing the advice and your feedback as to where you want this show to go, where we want it to go together. That's a little bit about where I'm looking to go with the show and my plans and goals. You should always have a goal in everything that you're doing, as well as like an ultimate goal for things, right? If we don't have something to look forward to and to work on, like, what are we doing? So the ultimate goals, I would say, for me and with this show, I will share with you, are to, of course, have it uber successful. I've always loved using my voice. I've always loved, some people hate hearing their voice back. I don't mind hearing my voice. Maybe I'm an anomaly. I would love to be on the radio or something where I'm using my voice. I don't mind showing face. It's has nothing to do with me not wanting to put my face out there. I think it's more important to put the voice out there. So my ultimate goal would be to, you know, have a radio show or have a really successful podcast, and success meaning reaching the right and ultimate people. That is success to me. And the key to creating and to achieving those goals, in my opinion, is probably one that's going to be tacky or cliche, but it's, to me, surrounding yourself people who are in the same movement and the same mindset as you. You know, if you're surrounding yourself with people who constantly are questioning your decisions or not lifting you up or speaking well of you in a room full of people who aren't speaking well of you, like, if those people are the people you're surrounding yourself with, you're not going to achieve the things that you're looking to achieve. You know, I possibly don't come across as the most positive person always. I think it's impossible to do, but I do pride myself on being able to have a really positive outlook and always looking at the fact that maybe I'm not alone and that somebody else has been in that situation. That's a huge one for me, to reframe my mindset if I'm caught in a funk or if I'm like not with the right people. So you have to pay attention to who is your people and you lean closer to them. And the ones that are the hardest to lean away from are the most worth leaning away from, because those are the ones that are probably keeping you from your goals. Truly, like, would want to be able to stay creative all the time for myself, for you, for just my kids, to show them that I'm, you know, keeping on, keep doing something, even though, you know, I took a 6-month hiatus from doing this. It could have even been longer, I'm not sure, but just to keep going and to be able to stay creative and find that way to stay creative and stay focused on keeping this show going. That's another goal for me. And always, it's always to help people as well as myself. Being educated and gaining knowledge from my peers, from literature, from even the internet sometimes, like learning. I want to absorb it all, but I also like to help and teach it to people. And whatever it is that you do with the information or I do with the information that you've given me is what it is. It's just getting it out there, helping people, staying connected, and staying positive. And all sound cliche. All of these things you've been told by your elders, and all of them come into fruition. I think that's the word. And you're like, oh my goodness, everything I was told, all these cliche little moments and sayings and things, they're true. And now I've become the elder and I'm trying to say them to people. And I feel like, you know, I can be an inspiration and to keep people positive and to, you know, keep them on track with their goals. I think it's pretty simple if you have the good mindset. So in honor of this next chapter and this next phase within the show, I want to kind of end it with how it began, which is to showcase and shout out people who have inspired me along the way, people who I admire, people who I want you to follow, small business, big business, influencers, bloggers. I have a list, and I hope that you will stick with me through this list. I hope you will follow them and learn from them, and just check out how creative and awesome they are. And I know you're going to love them all as much as I do. I'm going to make it as easy as possible for you to follow, and it will be in the description of this show. Hopefully you can just click it and follow. Again, stay with me through the list, and these are in no particular order, and if I forgot you, please call me out, because it's not intentional, and I could have went on and on and on and on. I'd never want to let people down or leave people out, but please understand that you're always in my thoughts, but not when I was writing this down, if you're not here. I'm going to start off strong with my girl, Millie Molly Milky, inside joke. MMLB is the name of her company. She makes the cutest custom drawings and will create a greeting card for you off of something that's in your mind, and she'll put it to paper. Just go follow. Ash from Ashlore makes the cutest, whimsical, creative pieces. Joss from Vincent and Jules, custom doormats and other beautiful gifts. Steph from Handmade with Love, she did my daughter's birthday party, and they did custom friendship bracelets. If it just melt your heart, the cutest thing. My love, Sonu from The Bronze Pigeon. Beautiful, beautiful curated jewelry there. Berry Line Candles. This is a brother duo. And when I tell you, I hope that they make perfume one day, because the scents that these gentlemen come up with, incredible. I think I might have just given you guys an idea for your next project. You're welcome. Dazzling Decors with Destiny. Gorgeous, 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 all I can say. Jenny B, her hair clips are embedded in my skull. Shout out to Jill from Burke Boutique. Very, very creative lady. T Rustic, she's a potter. And her stuff almost makes me cry. It's so beautiful and timeless. Just anything handmade like that, it just brings me so much joy. Sierra from Lemon Soul and Lemon Soul Labyrinth. If you aren't a Lemon Soul girl, then I don't know who you are. The coolest vintage pieces, and just a very interesting person to follow. Just follow her, because you'll love her. Alex from Auntie Aldo's, you probably already follow her. I could go on and on and on about Auntie Aldo's. She's a chef, a baker. She's the most innovative food combinations, and great person. I'll stop. Riverside Pie Cafe is a local spot. If you don't know Riverside Pie Cafe, go check it out. Suga, Sarah from Suga. She's a Suga mama that makes the cutest cake-sicles and other really cool creations, custom stuff. This is a hidden gem. I'm going to say a lot of you probably don't follow this person. It's Windsor Pie Guy. Follow him and order something. Actually, follow him and order the cinnamon buns and then call me. Taylor, all on board. Just speaks for itself. Same as Marlena, Marcuterie. They speak for themselves. They stand alone. If you're looking for a style upgrade, or you want somebody to go shopping with you, Style Me Mena, she's your girl. Christina, scenes from dinner. If you want to know where to go to eat, just follow. 519 Culture, I've already shouted out these both these ladies and the next one. 519 Culture, she'll curate you a local custom gift, deliver it, signed, sealed, delivered, beautiful. It's a craft, what she does. We have Miss Marky Tuckett from Timber and Plum, and she will design you a kitchen like no other, but definitely don't ask her to do a bathroom. Love you, girl. Giselle from RBC. She is a really good online presence. Miss, I believe her Instagram handle is My Mortgage Girl. She is a mortgage specialist, specializing with home first time buyers, and will give you mortgage advice. Great person, a beautiful human being. If you're looking for photos, Sam from Timed Right Photography, she has photographed my children, which says and means a lot. Leah, Leova Studio, beautiful work. Also Nicole Harris, I believe it's Yellow Bird Studio. Beautiful work, all of you guys. Hats off to you. If you're looking for body contouring, which, hello. Tara from The Pink Room changed my face without putting anything in my face, if you know what I mean. She is, just click the follow. And if you like pink, I mean, just follow her in general because she's adorable. Bloggers. We've got A Cup of Joe Travels. Joanna, she will tell you where to go. But in a good way, not a bad way. Right, Joe? Yeah. Her daily dockets, you got to follow T. She's great. Mom Said Duck is hilarious. She writes poetry for moms, non-moms, just hilarious. Follow Jill. She's great. Been There Bossins is a great little family that is traveling the world and is very inspirational, and it'll make you really happy to follow. My girl for life, Andrea at Bliss Beauty Bar, I believe her handle is. Guys, I don't know if I'm getting these right. I didn't check any of the handles. I just wrote them down. I was actually proud of myself as I think I got most of them right. But I'll make sure I tag properly Andrea. She does great nail designs. If you're looking for a muralist, Sarah Robbins is so creative. Anyone who can pick up a paintbrush and paint a wall or a garage door or anything, she'll do. Just like so inspirational. The Unstable Bar. This is a really cool concept, a really cool duo. They were at the Futurist Female Market last year. Shout out to G and Molly for creating that awesome market. But the Unstable Bar, follow them. I believe they do mobile bartending as well as they're a mobile bar service. Riverside Mill Co. If you're looking for any wood creations, and I think they started doing other material creations, just very intricate wood carvings, custom stuff. I've had multiple things. My family's had multiple things done by them. Ooh, this is a good one. Ascension Socials, I think is their handle. They're a really cool social media duo, Kelly and Tyler, married couple. Check them out if you need any social media guidance, if you will. And Tina's Arena's is a nutrition coach, and I think Tina wears a ton of hats. She's so good at all the things. Very inspirational. She's doing big things. I'm stuttering on my words, guys. I'm so overwhelmed with the amount of people I could have written down here. And I know I'm missing a bunch of people, and I apologize. But just know that if it wasn't for you guys, that I wouldn't be able to even have the confidence to put this out if I didn't have the confidence to know that a lot of you were interested and wondering where I was and wondering what was happening with this show, I thought it was deserved to you and to myself to put this out there and let you all know. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for following. Again, my messages, my phone is always open to anybody who has anything they want to share, anything they want to say, and anything they want to collab on. I'm open to all of the things. I look forward to creating for you and creating with you for a long time. And I will see you soon.